Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray you had a good night and a good morning. And it looks like we might have a pretty decent day today. Although it's supposed to be a little warm here where I live. Now, you know, we're going to be getting into 2 Timothy, Paul's second letter to Timothy that he calls his son. But he's not Paul's biological son. He is his spiritual son. His ministry and all came through and by Paul. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward. To give us a blessing this morning, Father, from your word, by giving us knowledge and wisdom and opening our hearts and minds to be receptive. And that, Father, we can be used throughout this day to speak to someone else about the Lord Jesus Christ. About salvation in your word, Father, and how they can make heaven their home. We ask, Father, to be used according to your will and your way, and we ask this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As we get into verses 1 and 2, this is Paul's greeting. And as always, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. As I told you, he calls him son, but it's not his biological son. He is his son through the Spirit. Paul is letting them know that he is an apostle and that he was made that way through the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, an apostle is one that is sent with a commission. And he is sent by Jesus Christ. And we know, you see, Paul did not meet the Lord Jesus until after his death and resurrection. And all that would follow and was following Jesus, Paul was taking back and locking up in jail, their imprisonment, and death. He was doing it out of ignorance, because Paul had been raised up by the law, the Mosaic law, and through that. And he thought he was doing God's work. Because, you see, there was a lot of them that did not, would not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as the Messiah. And Paul's teaching, the way he was raised, that is his thoughts. But then he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, going there to bring more back to be in prison and some even to death. But you see, the Lord Jesus Christ met him. And we know that story. We've read it time and time again. But there'll be another time that we'll be back into it. Now, with this greeting, Paul's letting Timothy know that he is dear to him. And Paul does, he loves him as a son. Now, verse 3, he says, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. He's letting Timothy know that he is in his prayers almost constantly. He's remembering him day and night as he prays, which is what we all need to be doing for each other, especially those that are close to us, that is in our own groups, our own churches and assemblies, because they are family. If we are a born-again child of God, and they are, then they are family. Because, you see, we all belong to the family of God. But we are to even love those that are walking in darkness. Now, we don't like the things they do as they are walking that way and walking with evil and sin in their lives. We don't like that evil and sin. But we are to love that person And we are to love them with the love of Almighty God. Really, from our heart, wanting to see them find salvation. And to be making their way of spending eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ instead of spending it in hell where Satan is trying to drag them to. Now, here in 4, Paul says, greatly desiring to see thee. He's telling Timothy that he really wants to see him. He goes on here, says, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Well, we know, you know, that we all have tears, and especially the more we walk and the stronger we get in the Lord, the more tears we shed. And those tears are for those that are lost and those that are in need, because it bothers us through the heart. Now, he's wanting to see him, because he says that I may be filled with joy, knowing how Timothy is and all, and that he is doing great and good in all ways, physically as well as spiritually, will give him joy. And that's what we should have by seeing each other. But we have so many today that are professing to be the children of God that are not. It's all just word. They're not doing anything for the Lord God, for the ministry or whatever. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. We know from the study of the word that his grandmother and his mother were strong women of God. And that's what he's saying here, that they were strong, and he's persuaded that Timothy is also, that he has strength as they had. Now, 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now, what he's talking about here is, you see, Timothy was ordained by Paul into the ministry. And that is what Paul's talking about here. The putting on of his hands. And it refers to Timothy's ordination. And the gift was given by God at Timothy's conversion. You know, and also, officially, it recognized, was recognized at his ordination. And he speaks of power. You know, and all. And we know that we are given power by the Holy Spirit to accomplish whatever God calls upon you and I to do. He has gave us one, the Holy Spirit, that has got everything we need to accomplish anything that he will call upon us to accomplish. Now, that can be anything from prayer, healing, whatever. And this is what Paul is reminding Timothy about. He's wanting to keep that gift stirred up, the gift that God gives him. We all will have a gift. It don't mean we'll all have the same, pardon me, the same spiritual gift, but we all will have the spiritual gift that we need to accomplish what God has for us to do. All right, now, 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the only way that you can have that sound mind is by keeping that mind clean, pure, and to keep it disciplined by the word of Almighty God. You see, these are things, and especially today, that are really not being taught in most of our churches, that has gotten weak. Now, but he's letting us know here what we really need in order to be that child of the living God. Now, 8. Paul's saying, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be ye partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, Paul is not only the Lord's prisoner, as he calls it, but he is also in man's prison. That's where he was at when he wrote these letters. And you know, he's talking about him being Jesus' prisoner indicates that although Paul is actually a prisoner in a dungeon cell in the city of Rome, Paul regards himself there as being there by the will of God. So he's really looking that he's not just the prisoner of mankind, but he is there as God's prisoner to accomplish what God wants of him. And he was doing a whole lot because he was writing a lot of these books were written from prison. So you see, it wasn't really bothering him in being there. And that's what we need to remember. It does not matter what comes against us. We have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit always within us. And they will see that we have whatever is needed to make it through whatever it is he is allowing us to go through. And for as long as he lets us go through it. Paul was in prison 2 years. At that time. Now, 9. He says, well, he was talking there in 8 about being a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. In other words, he's letting you and I know that God has the power to keep us. 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You see, you didn't just start existing when you was born here on earth by man and woman. We'll be getting into that later on. So I'm not going there now because we've still got a lot to do. Now, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Here in 10, he's telling you and I, he has abolished death. And he did. With his death and his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven. And the beginning of the church age. He abolished that death. You see, once you become that child of God, born again, you will never die a death. Because you will not be separated from God again. So you're not going to be separated by spiritual death. Because you have eternal life. There'll be no more death for you. Think about these things. What God has really given to us. You don't have to worry about being separated from Him and being cast into hell with Satan and his demons and end up in that lake of fire that burns forever. And as the scripture says, the worm never dies. Scripture's letting you know that you're just a worm then. Think about it. All because you let Satan drag you away from the Lord Jesus Christ by using things of this world. To get you away from the Lord our God. And deceit. Lies. Even using scripture for lies. Because he's made it contrary to the word of Almighty God. Now, here in 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Paul letting you know, right there, he's got three titles. And a lot of us will carry more than one title. We all do. But he's letting you know what titles he is carrying because they was given to him by the Lord Jesus Christ and for the purpose of what he is doing. You see, when God gives you something, he has a purpose for that. And he'll let you know what that purpose is, just as he let Paul know. Paul knew. He says, I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. You see, God let him know. And he'll let you know what he called you for and what you are to be. And you may be more than one thing. You see, he has those out there that are preacher teachers. And that's what he did with me. I teach his word. I don't teach my word. I don't teach my thoughts. I don't teach my interpretation. I teach his word. And I do that by the Holy Spirit. It's not me doing it. I am there to be used by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God for the teaching to come forth. Now, 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You know, we know that God is able to do all things. And Paul's letting us know that he's able to keep that assurance of salvation, which actually is committed against that day, the day that we will stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the day Paul is talking about, against that day. You know, we don't really study God's word. We read it. We miss so much of what it is saying because we don't take time to see what God is talking to us about. 13. Fast, the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, could be used and worded a little different. He says here, hold fast the form of sound word. He could have also said, hold fast the form of sound doctrine. Because you see, the doctrine you and I are to hold to is the word. And we've been told that 3 or 4 times here in the last couple of weeks, if you would just remember. But how much have you really got out of this study? How much has really stayed with you? Have you really taken any of it to keep? Now, 14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. That Holy Ghost dwells in us, as he says. Think about that. That good thing, which was committed unto thee. He's telling Timothy. That good thing is committed unto thee. Keep by the Holy Ghost. This ministry that has been committed to you, Timothy, you keep that by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And you see, Paul's talking to Timothy about it, but he's also including himself. He says, which dwell in us. And we need to be included in that also. That whatever God has given you and I, we keep that. And the way we keep it is by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now 15. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Philegus and Hermogenes. Well, we know Paul had told us in another place about them. And told us what he did with them, that he had turned them over to Satan. He turned them over to the devil. Because they were evil. And they were strictly against Paul and his teaching. 16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesimus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. In other words, he's letting you and I know that this man's house would give him rest and let him refresh, you know, there with them, and that he was not ashamed of being with him and one of them. Now, 17. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. Paul said, when he's in Rome, he sought me out even, and he found him. We got one more verse, and we're going to end with chapter 1. 18. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. He frequently was a helper of Paul's, even in Ephesus. And then he made a special visit to visit him there in Rome while he was in prison. And today, you are going to need to stand without fear of anything man can do to you, and continue to walk in the Spirit of Almighty God, putting everything you have, give it to him. And you need not fear. He will take care of you. Now, he knows how and what is going to happen to us down the road. We don't, but he does. And he already has things figured out of how to take care of us, because he knows what we are going to need. We don't, but he does. This past year, he has been with me, constant. And I'm not ashamed of him. And I'm not afraid of what man can do to me. When they told us to close our churches I didn't close mine. They was going on about they could find us, put us in jail. That was fine. If they had found me for it, find me for it, and if they had locked me up and put me in jail, they was taking me from the church and giving me another place to where the people couldn't get away from me that I could share the word of God with. Because the Lord was with me, and I knew that. And the Lord had spoke to me and told me that that plague could not come near me nor my home. I didn't take no shots. I still ain't took no shots and ain't going to take no shots. Because, you see, man is out to do more harm than good today. They know that a lot of these shots that are being taken right now is carrying the very plague that actually they were claiming it would stop. And they, and a lot of them know it. A lot of them that's in on all of this, they know this. But the main thing is to always look up. Look up to God. Walk with Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and you'll never go wrong. But without them, you'll be walking in darkness with no light to guide your footsteps. Listen to me, church. In churches, you that are teaching things that are contrary to God's word that has been changed over the last 60 years, you need to repent, get back into the full word of Almighty God, and teach it as it is. Stand on the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Let Him guide you. Let Him speak through you. Let Him give you the knowledge that you need to make heaven your home. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Father, we lift up this land of ours, this land that has gotten so wicked, Father. It needs your word, Father. We need it, Father, greatly, more than anything else, for this land to survive at all. And we need the Holy Spirit at work, Father, within us to reach out to those that are walking in darkness, to help to bring them, Father, from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus, so that they can have salvation and make heaven their home. Father, we know that the harvest is ripe, but the workers are few. You've told us this in your word. We're praying for more workers, Father. More to spread this gospel. More to teach your word, Father. More to love those that are in darkness. To help. To share this word. Now, Father, for those that are walking in sickness and disease, I pray right now for them that they will reach out and receive the healing that has already been given to them, because it's by his stripes they are healed. Those stripes that the Lord Jesus Christ bore brought their healing. Now let them stand upon your word, Father, in faith, believing, and they'll see that healing done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, as this day comes to a close, we ask you, Father, to be with us, to keep us, Father, as we all separate now to go our own separate ways as we go through this day. But it's closing for us now, Father, on this word, to keep us safe, keep us in health throughout this day, and use us in mighty and great ways. And Father, bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Father, we love you, we love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love the Holy Spirit. Father, I love your word and I love teaching your word. You know this, Father. You know that I'm not just speaking this, that it is the truth. Now, Father, be with us, watch over us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Walk with God. He'll walk with you.